Hello, Richard. Hello, Richard. Thanks for having us back on.
Do these school buses now in Manitoba, do many school buses, most, few, have these systems?
Actually, there's not very many in Canada. Although we've had the technology for about 8 years now, there just hasn't been a lot of installations anywhere in Canada. And since the Transport Canada initiative and the advisory council decided to put these on, we've upped our game and to improve the technology. It's actually quite remarkable technology. It's just that there's not a whole lot of installations in Canada. We've got a couple of demo systems just to do a proof of concept that has been working well, but it's not widely spread, no. Well, as I said, the technology is quite remarkable. It basically gives the driver a bird's eye view, looking above the school bus down towards the sides, so it actually can see if there's any obstructions or anybody that's underneath the bus, that, you know, partially sticking out, perhaps sliding down a snowbank or whatever. And it also has a blind spot monitoring system, which means that if there's any motion detected as the bus starts moving, it gives a tone, beep, 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 and it flashes on the screen where that motion is detected. So as well as giving a full visual representation, a bird's eye panoramic view of everything that's happening around the bus, and having an automatic blind spot management system, it's given the driver the ability to see anything, not just people, but dogs, bicycles, cars, anything that's within the perimeter of the bus going out about 50 feet, right from the side of the bus, going out about 50 feet, completely around the bus.
Are you finding that most school buses now in Manitoba are leased by school divisions? In other words, it's a private practitioner and there's a contract, or do the school divisions still own a lot of their school buses?
In Manitoba, most actually in the Manitoba going west, most of the buses are owned by the school divisions or the districts themselves. They have their own transportation department, managed own drivers. Heading into Ontario, majority of the buses in Ontario are leased through consortiums or leasing companies. That just seems to be the way that it's made up. Regardless if they're an owned bus owned by the school division or they're in the consortium, they'll fall under this umbrella of new buses will have this technology built in.
What are the costs?
Well, there's two systems. There's a system that we worked with Transport Canada as an introductory system. I kind of have a feeling that's going to be the way they're going to go. They're looking at about $1,800 for a system, and what that gives you is four panoramic cameras that are strategically installed on the outside of the bus, all the way around the bus, and using, it's kind of an artificial intelligence, but it's more an advanced algorithm that takes those four cameras, stitches the images together to give the blind spot monitoring and the panoramic view, the bird's eye view, to the bus driver, accessible to the bus driver. And then we have a more advanced system that combines our CrossSafe 360, which is our panoramic system, along with our CrossSafe system, which is our license plate violation management system that captures license plates of vehicles passing stop school buses, which we highlighted 10 years ago and ran pilots on that. And they're both in the same unit. So both functions happen simultaneously. And although the cameras for our panoramic system are extremely high quality, they may not be able to capture license plate images satisfactory for, you know, court.
Mr. Gregoire, appreciate the time. Thanks for all that you do to enhance safety for our children on the school buses.
Oh, we keep on trying. Our roadblock has been basically legislation, And I think now we're kind of coming to a head where hopefully we can see this come to fruition. And depending what happens with the tariffs and our trades down in the States, because these buses are manufactured in the States, which means that we would have to export our equipment from Canada, from us being a Canadian company, down to the States. Unless we have some other alternative where they get installed here in Canada, which could be a dramatic cost saving. But, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen with all this trade stuff.
You bet. Maurice Gregoire, president of MJG Technologies, joining us to 621.
Thank you, Richard.